7BR Part Heard. Hello, and welcome to 7BR's Part Heard, the podcast that traverses the legal landscape, examining issues across multiple practice areas, guided by the diverse expertise of our members. I'm Rhys Palmer, Chambers Paralegal. As part of our Christmas series, we'll be hearing from Megan Pride, one of Chambers' civil clerks, who's going to give an overview of the civil work Chambers has done this year. I'll now hand over to Megan.
Thank you, Rhys. Hello, I am Megan Pride of 7BR. I am second junior civil clerk and I have been asked to share some case highlights from our civil team over the past year. It has been an exciting and positive year for the civil team considering the challenging circumstances. Starting with clinical negligence, we have seen Simeon Mascarey QC, the well-deserved 2021 Chambers & Partners Clinical Negligence Silk of the Year, successfully represent the respondent in Khan versus Meadows in the Supreme Court. Judgment was handed down on the 18th of June, 2021. 7BR continue to be instructed on matters involving the Nottingham Hospital's maternity scandal, with Richard Baker taking the lead. Richard has been instructed on behalf of a large number of families who are affected by the maternity issues at the NUH Trust. Richard successfully represented the parents of Winter Sophia Andrews. Winter was born at Nottingham University Hospital Trust and died shortly after her birth. The inquest led to findings of neglect in the care provided. Derek Sweeting QC and Richard Baker also represented Jack and Sarah Hawkins following the death of their baby during labour due to the negligence of maternity staff in Nottingham. They secured a settlement of £2.8 million, which is believed to be the largest settlement for a stillbirth clinical negligence case. Richard Baker is also providing pro bono inquest representation for two families who lost their babies as part of the East Kent maternity scandal. Rose Harvey Sullivan was also instructed to represent the family of baby Archie Powell at a five-day inquest, to which the coroner found there were multiple missed opportunities to save his life. This was also part of the East Kent maternity scandal. We were nominated for Clinical Negligence Set of the Year at Chambers & Partners 2021 UK Bar Awards. 7BR continue to be instructed on the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse, also known as ICSA, with Susanna Johnson and William Chapman representing numerous claimants and Stephen Ford QC representing several interested parties. Adam Weitzman QC and Caroline Lodi successfully represented the defendant in DFX and others versus Coventry City Council, which is the first failure to remove claim to be tried following the decision of the Supreme Court in N versus Paul Borough Council. Judgment was handed down on the 24th of May, 2021. Derek Sweeting, QC, the current chair of the bar, was also nominated for Chambers & Partners 2021 Personal Injury Silk of the Year, on the back of his success in representing the claimant in Swift versus Carpenter. Our employment and commercial team continue to excel, with Elaine Banton successfully representing the claimant in a direct race and discrimination claim against Crown London Aspinalls, a well-renowned London casino. This success resulted in Elaine being featured in The Lawyer as Barrister of the Week. Geoffrey Jupp was successful in the case of the Royal Cayman Islands Police Association in the Privy Council. It raised two very important issues. First, whether the retirement provisions were a breach of Article 8 of the European Convention, and secondly, whether a retirement policy requiring a police officer to accept a reduction in rank was irrational. Having lost at trial on appeal, they were successful on the second issue in the Privy Council before five Supreme Court judges. Joshua Yetman joined Chambers as a tenant in October 2020 and has already been successful in the EAT. Pavlos Panayi QC has been instructed on a large civil fraud matter relating to a multi-billion dollar construction company that went into liquidation earlier this year. The civil team are expanding into several new areas, one being data protection law, which we have seen an increase in cases of such since the new GDPR regulations were brought into action in May 2018. We are now seeing personal injury cases arising out of these data protection matters. A number of our members have already dealt with investigations and internal grievance investigations for major organisations where allegations of racism, bullying and sexism are being claimed. Stress at work is also a promising area of growth for the civil team, with Liam Ryan currently appearing in the High Court acting for the claimant, who is a serving circuit judge. In the matter of Call QC versus Ministry of Justice, Lord Chancellor and Lord Chief Justice, this matter is still ongoing. We are hoping to continue to grow and regularly be instructed in these types of matters. I would like to thank our clients for their ongoing support. All of the members, clerks and staff at 7BR would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thank you for listening.
Thank you to our listeners. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Part Heard, a Megan summary of the civil work we do at 7BR. If you enjoyed this week's episode, make sure to listen to the rest of our Christmas series where you can hear from our Chief Executive and other members looking back on the past year. Until next week, thank you and goodbye.